The Sitka Assembly Subcommittee took 3 weeks to research the potential for an outside investigation of the Sitka Police Department. Assemblymember Richard Ween said the team prepared a list of candidates for consideration.
Our approach has to be, I'll say, fairly perfect. We can't get somebody who is inexperienced, and we need somebody who's going to do a good job and whose report will be accepted as legitimate.
The decision to move forward with an investigation comes after conversation about the police department's workplace culture unfolded at an assembly meeting in February. Last fall, two detectives filed suit against the city. Ryan Silva filed a whistleblower suit in August, and Mary Ferguson filed suit in October, alleging sexual harassment and discrimination. Then, in February, former jailer Noah Shepard filed suit, alleging he suffered slander and abuse from upper management. All are being represented by the Anchorage-based Northern Justice Project. At their February 28th meeting, news of the third lawsuit led Assemblymembers Aaron Bean, Richard Ween, and Kevin Mosher to form a subcommittee that would consider an independent investigation. But Ween said there's been a new development.
Something happened on the way to the forum. There was the suggestion at AML of a fellow by the name of Robert Beatty.
Ween was referring to the recent hire of interim police chief Robert Beatty to replace current police chief Jeff Ankerfeldt, who is retiring this summer. City Administrator Keith Brady announced the hire during his update to the assembly. Beatty most recently worked in Whittier, Alaska, as director of the Department of Public Safety. Ween said he was concerned that hiring an independent investigator could undermine Beatty's authority as the new leader of the department. Mosher said he agreed with Ween and said he would be in favor of holding off on choosing an investigator, but he still wanted to earmark the money.
The intent of the assembly has been accomplished in the hiring of Mr. Beatty. I think it will be a good fit, I'm hoping. So I would be in favor of Dr. Ween's idea of tabling deciding on someone today, but approving the funds on the first reading so that if we're not pleased with what Mr. Beatty says, we can go ahead and choose someone.
Assemblymember Kevin Knox said he didn't think the move to hire an outside investigator would set the right tone for the interim chief's first days on the job.
I personally don't feel like it would be a very welcoming gesture for him to come in with us yielding a sword of sorts. To get him to do, you know, whatever it is that we are looking for him to do.
Shepard, Ferguson, and multiple officers listened from the audience. And during public testimony, Ferguson said she was concerned that the city was bringing in a new chief before an independent investigation got off the ground.
We obviously need a new police chief, but I'm kind of concerned bringing in a police chief right now with what is going on in the police department. It kind of seems to me, and like I will say over and over again, there is cancer at that police department. And so why would you not kind of cure what's going on first before you put this burden on a new police chief?
Ultimately, the assembly decided to continue discussion and consider candidates for the outside investigation at their first regular meeting in April with more assembly members present. They voted 4-1 in favor of setting aside $35,000 for that investigation on first reading, with Assemblymember Kevin Knox opposed. Mayor Gary Paxton and Deputy Mayor Stephen Eisenbeiss were absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.